Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Happy, fabulous, tremendously thankful Thursday. Welcome into Loretta McNary Live, the radio show. I am your host, Loretta McNary. And I'm going to tell you, I am so excited about my guest today. And yes, I am excited about every guest because they're all so fabulous. But today's guest, she's a celebrity publicist is what I call her. She never said she was, but she has worked with some amazing people at some major recording labels. And let me tell you, if you just heard her client list, you're like, oh my goodness, I need to know this lady. I need to just follow her and, you know, try to get some of her wisdom and rub shoulders with her so some of that will rub off on me. Well, today you get a chance to hear her live in person and in person. Everybody, welcome to the show, Jules Wortham. Hi, Jules.
Hi there.
How are you?
There in the blog world.
Yes, hello. Hello, all of our hundreds of thousands of listeners.
I love it. Congratulations on your show.
Yeah, and they are literally from all over the world. So from every continent, every country, we thank you all so much for listening and loving our show and love your feedback and your comments and your support, which means everything. But Jules, as you're so good at giving the attention off of yourself, today we want to talk about you.
Well,
so tell me how you got started, because I know. Huh?
I said, okie dokie.
We are ready to hear about you because, I mean, I could read your bio and it is, you know, so impressive, so extremely impressive. And what you've been able to accomplish at your own company and then the companies you have already worked with and continue to work for and with is just, I'm loving it because, you know, I always say lady CEOs rock and they rule the world. So tell me how you got started with public relations and then how you launched in owning your own firm.
Well, I'll do that. I started out in college. I'll go way back about 25 years and say I knew that I wanted to work in PR and communications and event organizing and all that when I was in school. And I was able to be a member of the student body's student government, where I was the Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Public Relations for my university. And I was able to really work on developing my skill set at an early time in my career, which really wasn't my career yet, but I was determined to make that happen. And I just had the opportunities at school to really go out there and figure things out on my own and work through my university to put on concerts, run elections, and all that. And I just really loved organizing those kind of opportunities for the students and actually for myself for growing into what I wanted to become, which was, you know, a public relations strategist. So,
who was your inspiration? Because, you know, now people want to get involved with the event now because of Scandal and, you know, the lady who started that whole celebrity publicity, communication strategist, especially in terms of chaos. So who inspired you to want to go into public relations?
Honestly, I can't say I'm about Scandal, although I love working on crisis relations, crisis communications. I do like making things either go away or become bigger, if you will. But I was not inspired to be a, quote, celebrity rag PR person. I do not go by that rule. While I do work in the celebrity, you know, side of public relations, there's a lot of things you can do and a lot of things that happen behind the scenes to build an artist or a certain celebrity's career. And my inspiration, honestly, was I love working behind the scenes to make something happen. And I like people. I love music growing up. So I was able to marry my love of music and my love of helping people become what they want, building a star, building a campaign for a project or an event that makes it worthwhile or really builds, you know, a solid brand to make people, A, want to be involved in it, or B, sells a lot of records and helps heighten someone's star. And there's a lot to be said about that back when I first started in the early 90s when there wasn't the internet, there wasn't, obviously, Twitter, social media, whatever you want to call it.
So what did you do? Because I can't even imagine not having social media to do anything now, because that just rules my world, you know, in terms of marketing and PR for what I do. So what was it, just old school flyers and knocking on doors?
It was old school everything from when I worked for a concert promoter, right when I was getting out of college and interning. I remember going through the Yellow Pages and going, okay, I'll never forget this because it was Tom Jones. In the early 90s, like 90, 89, 90, Tom Jones was playing in Nashville. And at the time, it was the Municipal Auditorium. It was the big, you know, arena here for concerts in Nashville. And I was charged with getting the word out, besides, you know, sending out the press release with a media alert about the concert. We were also doing grassroots marketing, and there was, you know, there still is grassroots marketing. It's just done in a different way, i.e. social media, if you will. And I just remember we had these big posters, and I was charged with calling all the beauty salons from all over town and saying, hey, can we hang a Tom Jones poster to promote his show in your salon? And I would get yeses, I would get no's, so I would get them in my car, and I would map out a map of where I was going. I was delivering them and hanging them up on the, you know, in the salons and giving people extra posters because they were in love with Tom Jones, you know. And so I was like, wow, you know, it's really interesting how things, you know, how you promote and how you get straight to the public. And that's what public relations is. Is you are the voice of awareness for your client that in turn helps determine who's interested in them, what people are that will go buy tickets to a show or a film or an award show or whatever. You really are the front person to help build that campaign and interface with the public through A, the media, or B, grassroots promotions, like I was just saying. But you fast forward 25 years, and, you know, actually the sky's the limit. It's almost information overload where you really, really, really have to be much more strategic in how you approach the awareness you want to get out there, because there are so many ways, and you know, everyone's a critic now.
Yeah.
20 years ago, there were critics that we all wanted to talk about us or were known. You know, the New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, People Magazine, you know, those people that were direct critics. Now everyone's a critic, and they have
Yeah.
a voice. They have a
And
voice.
they have power within that voice too because of social media. So let me just
Exactly.
tell everybody about some of the, the people that you worked with. So Jules, as I said earlier, she serves as the president and owner of Wortman Works Media and Marketing based in Nashville, Tennessee. She's a veteran public relations and marketing strategist who has developed a number of national campaigns for record labels, brands, developments, authors, music, sports, entertainment, special events, and so many others. She has led the PR and artist development departments of major record labels, including Warner Brothers and MCA and Atlantic Records, as well as top professional wrestling promotions seen in over 100 countries each week. Wortman has served on the board of the Country Music Association, better known to some as the CMA, and has been an active member of Leadership Music Academy of Country Music, the Country Music Association. Her clients include and currently include and also have included lifestyle brands such as Salt Life and Redneck Riviera, Chevrolet, Country Music Television, Warner Brothers Records, South Star, TNA Entertainment, Third Day, Love Third Day, Red Light Management, Big Kenny, gubernatorial candidates in Tennessee, a press secretary for the 2000 presidential campaign. And let me tell you, now she gets really the big and rich. Who does not love big and rich? Kid Rock. And of course, the GMA Dove Awards, the ACA Awards on Fox, Capitol Records, Sony Music, Time Life Music, Tim, my favorite handsome, ooh, talented Tim McGraw, Deanna Carter, Billy, oh my goodness, Billy Ray Cyrus, everybody knows. I didn't know for a long time that he was, what's the girl's name? Molly Cyrus's, dad. I just didn't know that until I saw them on TV, on the TV show. And also the Charlie
Oh,
Daniels Band and so many others. She is definitely recognized as a world expert in her field, often serving as an expert voice in the media, having been profiled on GAC, CNN, and so many other outlets that we do not have time to name them as an authority on the entertainment space and media relations. And she also has found time to have a hobby. How about that? So that's just a
yeah.
little bit about my gift today.
That's
Okay.
hilarious.
I know you're like, who is that lady, right?
Well, thank you for, letting your listeners know a little bit of my background, and that's much appreciated. And I've had a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of not so much fun. Because this job is a very challenging job. It's a very high stress job. It definitely makes for long hours. You never know what your day is going to be. Every day is different, which is exciting to a lot of people because, yes, I work in an office, but my office never is the same. Which I love that because my brain is very creative and I just don't. I mean, thank goodness I have a business manager who takes care of, the books and making sure I make payroll because my brain doesn't work that way. It works on, then I'm like, oh Lord, if I, I might have a business, but I don't know if it would run properly if I didn't have, all the help I have running my business.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Yeah, I get that.
Exactly.
I understand personally.
It's not easy. But with that said, it's exciting to sit down, with an artist or a brand new event or whatever, and just really, from the incubacy stage of someone's career, and you look at them and you've got like a blank palette. They're like, I know, the first thing you want to do is know, who are you? Who are you? Who do you
Yeah.
want to be? I am not one, and as you were alluding to earlier, the scandal and celebrity PR and all that. There's a lot that happens that actually is embellished and not actually true, or people throw out. you know, potential story angles just to get people talking. I mean, that's absolutely a part of PR.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't work under that rule of thumb because I believe in building an honest, constructive career that you are an extension of who, just say it's an artist, but a human being as a client. You're like, okay, I want to take you and I want to broaden who you are, who you want, what does your voice want to say? What do you want to leave as your legacy? And really help nurture that and build stories around it or offer opportunities for them to be able to express their voice in the certain platforms that they want to be in. Help guide them in how their image is to be. How do they want to dress? You know, and get, you know, I help build teams. I help build the hair and makeup, the stylist for their clothing. I work with developing their tour, who they're going to tour with, all the way up to getting ready to launch a project to booking the whole media campaign. And sometimes you do that months out. Sometimes you do it weeks out. And in today's marketplace, a lot of times, you know, things are shrinking because when the media cycle used to be, you would send something, you would send a press release or talk to them on the phone, might take 3 days to get there. Now, it's a 24-hour news cycle, and you have to be on top of everything, and you might send something to someone electronically, and within minutes, it's out, and it's all over the world within minutes. And sometimes you're not able to react quick enough. You've got to be prepared for the inundation of requests or questions or whatever, because you just don't know where it's going to hit or who it's going to gravitate, what the interest is going to bring. And you might be getting 50 phone calls or emails. You might get none. You don't know,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be prepared because it's instantaneous now, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. And what, like we were saying earlier, there's so many people that can claim that they're a critic or an expert because they have a blog or they have, you know, a website that they're just starting, but they, you know, they're gaining credibility, but are you going to spend time putting your, you know, superstar artist on the phone with these people as opposed to, you know, someone at the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or on a TV show? And there's a lot of juggling that you have to do there because a lot of people like to listen to the voice of a peer as opposed to a known professional critic. So there's a balance that everyone's trying to figure out in my field because it's changing and so quickly that traditional PR is pretty much not what it's pretty much going by the wayside. There's a whole transition. It's like, is PR really branding now? And is it a part of the marketing arm? Or is it, you know, is it advertising and marketing? Because advertising is completely different. Advertising is paid media. Public relations and PR and publicity is not paid media. It's a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of times you might see something, and it's taken months to get it to that point.
That people have asked me a lot of PR questions because for a while I was working with a PR firm, you know, out of LA when I was first getting started. Well, after my first year, and then I started doing a lot of stuff on my own. And so they're saying a lot of people, when they talk to a PR person, they kind of want things to happen overnight. And it just does not work that way. Unless
That's
you
right.
are, you know, already a Miley Cyrus or, you know, Tim McGraw or Carrie Underwood or somebody like that, then they don't realize how many years it took for us to even know of a Carrie Underwood. They think it was an overnight sensation. And it really is no overnight sensation. It takes time to build it.
You're absolutely correct. And that's you know, a lot of times you have to remind your superstar acts that, you know, hey, remember how long it took us to get that first USA Today? You know, and it's a lot of setup and a lot of strategy and a lot of but a lot of people today aren't doing strategy like they should, because they're just being told, hey, we got to get this out, and then they just go to their typical places and hit. You got to think outside the box. You got to be creative. I mean, that's what you're being paid to do, and you're an expert. And if you know, a lot of times because you weren't, your clients might say, I want you to do this, this, and this. And a lot of times because you want to please your clients, you'll acquiesce even if you don't think it's the right thing. But I will tell you to stick to your guns and say, my gut and my knowledge and my expertise is what you're paying for. And my suggestion to you is don't do that, or let's think about that. Because a lot of people don't understand the ramifications of certain tactics used by the media. And they don't think about what the end result might be. They just want to see their name in print or, you know, their face on the... And there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons why you might not, you know, you might not want that at that time. And you've got to stick to your guns as the expert that they're paying you to be, and not always say, yes, client, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or whatever, because it's gonna build your reputation, and it's going to build respect. And, you know, you're not always right as the expert, but at least your thought process is in the right direction.
And you have a track record, too. Yeah, you have a track record. So what are some things that a person should look for? Because I'm approached a lot by people who are building their PR business, their public relations business. And I think it's kind of funny for me because I've been doing my TV show 8 years. So I'm not your typical client to kind of want to charge, you know, $1,500 a month if you're just getting started, because I, at this time, have more connections and experience and contacts than somebody who's just starting out in PR. So I don't get paying somebody who's just starting $1,500, whereas I do get paying somebody who has a track record and who has already have a proven record for helping build careers of, you know, people who are now considered celebrities. But right. I want people to understand that when you are choosing a PR company, make sure, you know, they have a track record, and don't always, you know, just depend on your family to handle that part of your business, because they can only take you as far as their own level of connection and experience, whereas you got to pay somebody, but you're paying for their experience and their connections already built in.
Well,
so it's all...
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point, because... you know, there's fee structures, and a lot of fee structures depend on your expertise and your experience and your client base or whatever. But there is one thing that I've noticed, and a lot of people just think, and a lot of women, I mean, there are a lot more men getting into the entertainment or are in the entertainment PR space than before. I mean, there's always been men in it, but it's always been more of like a fashionista type, glamorous girl, female job. Like, they want to go, you know, put the stilettos on and go walk the red carpet. And then you tell your staff, don't put those stilettos on, but if you want to, I'll let you, but you better have your flip flops because your feet are going to be numb. So, you know, You learn quickly that as when you're working, you don't want to wear those shoes on the carpet.
Unless you're willing to stay up all night rubbing your feet, because I have done that. I will not compromise on the red carpet, you know, while I'm doing my interviews in some flip-flops or some flats, because it's just part of the beast. You have to look
exactly
a certain way, and you...
it's so true, but, and like I was saying, that's all. I'll learn that by experience myself. So I like just teach you up front. But this all goes into saying these younger the younger group. We all started somewhere, but there's a lot of people that are just starting out, and they're just opening their own PR firms thinking, oh, I'm going to do PR. I'm going to be a publicist. I'm just going to start my own, you know, put my own shingle out and start doing it. And then they soon realize, whoa, because it is all about relationships, and it is about building those and garnering the respect of the media or the industry or your clients, where you can deliver on all aspects. And PR isn't just doing publicity. I mean, like I was saying before, there's a lot that goes into behind the scenes prior to anyone ever even knowing who that person is or the event that's going to happen or whatever. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for experience. It's great to have young, up-and-coming talent on your PR team and in your office, but that's where they should be. They shouldn't think about starting their own companies until they've had some on-the-job training, because it really is a recipe for depression, if you will, because they're going to go, wait a minute, I don't have any of these contacts. I can't get my clients anything. And then they don't have, that's just a fact, you know.
It happens, Jules, I'm telling you, because they're new and they're excited. They, you know, they have some skill, but they don't have the what's important, our contact. So they'll ask me for my contact. I'm like, and you want me to pay you? For some reason, I'm just not seeing that as a benefit for me. Pardon me.
There's something wrong with that. But, you know, there's certain things. I mean, I'm all about, I'm one of those, I do have a lot of contacts, but I should. I've been doing this for a while. But,
yeah,
you know, a lot of times, you know, with your peers, when you develop relationships, we share our media, I share my media list or my contact list with people all the time. You know what? I don't care. I want to help people. If somebody needs something, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm talking about my good friends, not someone I don't know. But,
yeah,
so you can find them if you really search. You can find the contacts for places. But, I mean, if your good friend's like, hey, I need help, or, you know, who just changed to the Tonight Show that was, you know, whatever. Oh, I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so that was at the Today Show. Now they're at the Tonight Show. Here's her new contact info. You know, whatever. But those relationships were built and established by,
and you have to be protective of them. You have to be protective of those relationships. And I'm just not willing to.
Right, and I'm sorry I interrupted you, but you're right. You're not willing to give those up, not knowing, oh, I got your number from Jules, and it is the most lame, you know, and you're like, whoa, don't put my name up in there.
My thing is, if somebody is going to give me a contact, then I will first call that person and say, hey, Jules, I have this really super talented young person. He or she is trying to get their foot in the door. Would you mind sharing one contact? I want to send them to you. But I'm going to make that call so it's not you're not blindsided about who this person is that's using my name, because I do get a lot of people that use my name that I had nothing to do with it, and then just, you know, out of the person that had called me. I'm like, I ain't have nobody call you. So you have to be really careful with your contacts and what you're doing, especially, you know, I worked 8 years to get where I am, and I know where I'm going, and I just cannot just all willy-nilly, you know, throw it away. But I do love helping people, but I'm just not willing to share my contacts. So, oh my goodness, our time is up. We have sat here and talked, and
I have to say that today's generation is a me generation, and it you know, you can ask anyone. I mean, there's books on it now. There's all types of studies about the immediacy of everything people have going today.
They want immediate gratification. They want everything given to them. They don't want to work. But we're going to change that, because if you want great things, you got to spend some time. It's not an overnight success. I just want to thank my wonderful guest, Jules. We got to do this again. Please, let's do this again. Probably Yeah, after the Dove Awards or something, we can, when you have some more time. But I thank you. I will send you a copy of this show. You are awesome. Love, love, love. Women empower that empower others. Just truly rocks. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Loretta McNary Live. We will talk to you very soon. Enjoy your day. Seize the opportunities and make sure you help someone else do the same. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you soon.